Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
So this is the most important piece of information you could ever know. And that is, if you ever, ever see a woman eating ice cream directly out of the carton, do not ask her what kind of day she had. And all the woman in the house said,
amen.
I would not lie to you in church, gentlemen. This is important stuff. Weldon Spring, I know you're playing along. Pastor Phil, you just wave at everybody right now. Wave at us, Pastor Phil. Hey, Pastor Phil, good to see you. Everybody wave back to Pastor Phil on Weldon Spring campus. Amen. So this just kind of tells you about the things that happen sometime, right? Kind of tells you what mood I'm in. They gave me chubby hubby. That is not a prophecy in Jesus' name. So I was watching my grandpuppy. I'm watching my grandpuppy because my kids don't see fit to give me grandchildren. That's something I need to talk to them about. And so I'm watching my grandpuppy on a Saturday night because it's all I have. So she is intuitive when we are going to leave. And she's one of those dogs you have to lock up when you leave, otherwise you will regret it. So I put my shoes on before I caught the dog. This is where I messed up. And then I end up chasing the dog around the house for 15 minutes on a Sunday morning. How many of you can probably think, I don't have that extra 15 minutes in my schedule? So I end up crawling on my hands and knees in this dress, in these shoes, underneath the dining room table to catch the dog. So I'm running late for church. So I get to the green light where you turn left. Notice I said green light. What do you do at a green light? You go at a green light. Everybody knows you go at a green light. Except for the person, the blessed saint in front of me. This blessed saint thought, oh, the light has been green too long. It's probably going to turn yellow. I should slow down and stop at the green light. I'm late to church. So there is this little button in my car that lets people know, do not do that. So I press my do not do that button, which they don't know what that means either. So at that point, I decided I need to press the do not do that button again for longer. So I press it again, and then they still didn't get out of my way, and I was trying to stay saved. How many of you have had a day like I'm talking about? Don't lie in church. How many of y'all have had a day like I'm talking about? There's 100 reasons we can find every single day to not be happy. But God's asking us to look for just one reason that we can be happy. And we can find it, though. You know, my husband loaded the dishwasher. Should make me happy, but he put, like, all the dishes in really crusty. They're not going to come in. I'll have to rewash them, and there's still a full thing. I can fit it in there and get the dishes clean. I should be happy, but it's more work for me. My kids decide to help with the laundry on Friday before school. I don't find it in the washing machine until Monday night after work. Right? Not happy. I have a meeting with this person, and so I've got it on this Monday morning, which Monday mornings are crazy anyway, and she drives me crazy. I've met with this person a couple times in my life. I'm like, I don't want to meet with this person. She drives me crazy, and sometimes it's a short drive. You ain't got anybody like that at work? Yeah. But I could be happy, but I can't pay the rent. I could be happy, but they don't appreciate me. I could be happy, but I just don't like those people. I could be happy, but I don't feel good. I could be happy, but I have a headache. I could be happy, but those children. I'm here to tell you, your butt is too big. She said that in church. I'm about to go one further. I just want to let you know one of Pastor David's favorite songs is, I like big butts and I cannot lie. Those other brothers can't deny. And that answers why we are married. We can find 100 reasons, but God's looking for one reason. He said, can't you remember anything that I've done for you? Can't you see anything that I'm doing for you? And can't you look at anything that I'm going to do for you? I'm here to tell y'all, the happiest people don't have the best of everything. The happiest people make the best of everything. Weldon Spring, Earth City, all campuses, I want to hear you give God a praise this morning. Woo! I'm getting ready to tell a story about Pastor Phil. I can't wait. No. I spent time getting into this message today.
Well, isn't she going to preach the Bible?
Yeah, you're the one who needs the joy of the Lord. Oh, yeah, I just called somebody out. Now what? I took a few minutes specifically to get your mood a little happier. Because a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So how many of you want to know where to find happiness? Say me. Well, believe it or not, the Bible does tell us exactly where to find happiness. So all campuses, turn with me to Psalm 16, verse 11. And I'm going to have you read part of it out loud. If you have it in your Bible, that's great. Please bring your Bible to church, mark it up, take it home. But if you don't, we're going to put it on the screens right now, and we're going to leave it up on the screens. And it says, you will show me the path of life. Then the next three words are, read them out loud together. In your presence. Okay, let's do it one more time, loud and strong.
In your presence.
In your presence is fullness of joy. Fullness of happiness is where?
In his presence.
Everybody say, in his presence.
In his presence.
It's important to know where to find happiness. You see, this is exactly why we have church. We have church so we can come into worship, and we come into worship and we just lift our hands up in the international sign of surrender, and we're like, God, I can't do it by myself, but I know that you can. And when we spend a few minutes worshiping him, we start to get in his presence. And that's why by the time the worship service is over, you start to feel something in you. Is that right? Why? That's why we have small connect groups, or iConnect groups. They're small groups here at Faith Church. We have them at the campuses. We have them around the city. We have them online if you travel, if you're busy, if you live far away. We've thought about you because your iConnect group is a place where you can get in his presence. That's where you're going to go. You're going to go around people who you know. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. You're going to get around people and they're going to let you vent. And they're going to let you tell you about what's wrong. And they're going to let you go down the ladder. And they're going to let you get unhappy. But they're only going to let you go so far. And they're going to say, okay, it's time we take this to Jesus, because every step you go down is a step you got to come back up. So now we're going to pray for you, and we're going to pray with you, and you're going to get annoyed that they're praying for you. You ever been annoyed that somebody wanted to pray? You're going to pull them up, and they're going to pray, and then it's going to get so good, you're going to be like, don't quit praying. Don't quit praying. You ever done that? You didn't want them to pray for you, and then you didn't want them to quit? That's why we have high God time. It's why we go to God in the morning and we pray and we study. Because we can find joy. It's three words. Where is it, church?
In his presence.
It's in his presence. It's in his presence. We can find joy in his presence. That's where it's at. That's where happiness lives. Happiness lives where, church? Weldon Spring, where does it live?
In his
presence. So, and somebody just here just said, and an ice cream. And an ice cream. You know, there's a job that we have to do. So here's what we do. We get in his presence, and the Bible tells us what we do when we're having a bad day. If you'll go with me to Philippians 4:4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That is possibly the most redundant sentence that has ever been uttered on the planet. Because you can't read joy if you haven't joyed once. So it says joy and then joy again. And then it says always, which is joy, 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 joy. And then after you get done joying the joy, 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 it says again, so you got a joy, you got to rejoice, and you can't rejoice, you can't read something if you don't do it the first time, joy, joy. So you got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. You know, I think we ought to sing that song all campuses, so we're going to sing it right now. You're going to have to sing it with me because I am not a worship leader. So are you ready? I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
I can't hear. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? You guys did so good, man. I tell you what, you can feel yourself getting happier, can't you? I tell you what, sometimes you have to get happy by faith. By faith. Well, you don't know what's going on in my life. It doesn't matter. We have to get happy by faith. The Bible tells us to put on the garments of praise. It doesn't say come in here and have your preacher do the work. It doesn't say come in here and let the worship team make you happy. It doesn't say stay at home and crab until your mama prays for you. It says put on, everybody say put on. Put on the garments of praise. It's a little bit of work. You got to rejoice in the Lord always, no matter what's going on. You got to put on the garments of praise, regardless what's going on around us. And that's where Pastor Phil and Victoria come in. So I'm going to tell on Pastor Phil. He is tall. He is the man of the house. He's strong. He knows the Bible, and he will not correct his children most of the time. He leaves that to his wife, Victoria. She's 5 foot nothing, weighs less than 100 pounds, looks like Holly Berry, striking hot woman. But too small to deal with these boys, PJ and Brandon. They call them PJ and B, which I have since informed them they did that wrong. If they'd have done PB and J, it would have made more sense. And makes me hungry. So when she corrects PJ and B, she tells them, she corrects them, and then if they get the long face, Victoria says three little words. She looks right at them and she goes, fix your face. Fix your face. So sometimes we need to fix our face. Look at your neighbor right now, all campus as well, and tell him, fix your face. You see, the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That means there's something on the inside of you that is working on the outside of you. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm pulling and tugging on the Spirit of God on the inside of you, trying to pull that out. And you're starting to feel something on the inside of you that's a little different than when you were just driving to work and driving to church and they wouldn't go with the green light. That's something on the inside working on the outside. But the New York Times published a study that says there's something on the outside that Victoria Clemens needs to fix your face that will work on the inside. So what they did is they published this study that said they didn't tell the people what they were studying. They just brought them in. And they had them put a pencil in their mouth. And after 2 minutes or so with the pencil in their mouth, they started asking them about the pencil, da-da-da. And they said, are you happier with the pencil in your mouth, or are you sadder than when you came in? And believe it or not, they said that they were happier with the pencil in their mouth. How many of y'all would have just been straight annoyed? See, we think what would be annoying really makes us happier. So let me pause right there and tell you a story. So we had had a day, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, that we had had a bad day. And so a new Kevin Hart movie had come out, and Kevin Hart is my husband's favorite. And when Kevin Hart is clean enough, and it was PG-13, so he's like, baby, there's no R in it, let's go. And just so you know, it is PG-13. We found that out while we were there. But he was there, and he was laughing, and he was having a good time, and he was enjoying himself. And he was making me mad. He was so happy. He's all doing this, got his arm around me, and then a funny part comes up, and he starts leaning his head over on me, starts beating on me. I'm like, hitting me doesn't make me happy. He starts laughing that laugh where spit comes out all over my face. I am annoyed at his happiness. Quit being happy. I'm very upset here. Somebody needed to fix their face, but I won't say who. Look at your neighbor, tell him, fix your face. You see, he was getting happy. I needed a pencil in my mouth. You see, what we do to the outside, sometimes we have to go ahead and force our face happy. Sometimes we have to put on the garments of praise. Sometimes we have to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Sometimes you just need to praise him when you don't want to praise him, because he says to praise him. And when you praise him, you get in his presence. And in his presence is fullness of joy. And that's the whole circle of how to get happy. Somebody praise him. know you've been in a sticky place. Maybe it was bigger than the green light happening. Matter of fact, in Acts 26, I'm going to go there for a second. Paul is having a really seriously bad couple of years. First of all, he gets arrested for what he did wrong. And I just want to let you know, I have never been arrested for anything because I haven't been caught. So he got arrested for actually not doing anything wrong. Then they try and kill him and they pull him apart. They're trying to pull him apart with ropes. He said, "Can you do this to a Roman citizen without a trial?" They're like, "Crud, you're a Roman citizen." So then they throw him in prison. Not like air-conditioned prison with TV, like a cave where they chain you to a rock and they remember to feed you every few days. So then he goes to that prison, then he goes to the Supreme Council, then he goes back to prison, then he goes in front of Felix, then he goes back to prison, and he goes in front of Festus, then he goes back to prison, and he appeals to Caesar, then he goes back in prison, and he arrives in front of King Agrippa. This is a couple years, y'all. How many of you know that's a bad day when you've been sleeping on a rock without a pillow, without steady food, without talking to people, in chains for a couple of years? My guy stopping at the green light has just been trump carded, right? So he goes in front of King Agrippa, and King Agrippa says, "I want to know what you have to say, Paul." Paul looks at him and he said, "I think myself happy. I think myself happy. I know that God is with me. I know that God is for me. And regardless of my circumstance, I think myself happy." Come on, somebody. It's time to put on your happy pants and do a happy dance. I know my father-in-law actually told me one time. He said, "You can get happy in the same pants you got mad in." I went in and put on a dress and said, "What you gonna do now? I don't even wear pants." Sometimes we have trouble. Sometimes we have trouble. Matter of fact, we were flying to Sydney, Australia, 16-hour flight. So our phones are off for 16 hours. We're going to land for the Hillsong Conference. We're coming down. We touch down on the tarmac. We turn our phones on. We have not even gotten to the gate. We didn't even hear ding. "You may remove your seatbelt now." We'd been on the ground 30 seconds, and our phones are going bzz, bzz, bzz. They're calling me. They're calling Pastor David. He answers the phone, and he said, "Hey, what's going on?" And they said, Keith, you know Keith on staff? Keith with the beard, Keith who plays the guitar with all of his might, Keith who you've known your whole life, Pastor David, Keith who you've known 22 out of like 25 years, Pastor Nicole, Keith whose mom and dad, Pastor David, took you to the roller skating rink before so your parents could have a date night when you were little, Keith jumped off of a waterfall and he didn't come up. What do we do? Pastor David, Pastor Nicole, there are real problems in life. I'm not trying to make light of anything. I'm not trying to say that mountains don't come. But I am telling you, God still tells us in the midst of what happens. He gives us James 1:2. And he says, "Count it all joy." How do I count that joy, God? Count it all joy? I don't even know what to tell anybody. Count it all joy? He says, Psalm 91, verse 15 and 16. He says, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble." I'm going to translate. "I will be with him under the water. I will be with him when he can't breathe. I will deliver him and I will honor him." Here's what I truly believe happened, because we serve a God who said he will be with us. You see, we think we're in trouble. We are in trouble when we're without God, but we're not without God. He will never leave us. He will not forsake us. When we call upon him, he is right here. He is right beside us. We are not alone. I truly believe Keith was under the water, and I know him as a holy man of prayer. I know he called on God, and I know that God is faithful. And I believe Keith prayed something along the lines of, God, I need to breathe. And he opened up his eyes, and I believe that he saw Jesus. And Keith needed to breathe one moment. He clasped hands with Jesus, and in the next moment, he was breathing. He was in heaven. He was living. He was alive. He is in heaven. He's worshiping with the angels. At Faith Church, we think the worship is good, but it's nothing like the heavenly worship that he's doing. I'm telling you, you can count it all joy because Keith is not sad at God, and Keith is not mad at God. Keith is in heaven going, thank you, God, for meeting me in my time of trouble. And God did not let him down. God delivered him. The enemy had another plan, but God said, he's coming to heaven with me, and he's coming today, and he's not going to be under there needing to breathe. I'm going to take him. We serve a good God, and he's good all the time. Count it all joy. Keith's life is preaching today. I will deliver him and I will honor him. Keith is being honored today. Come on, somebody. We have the audacity to go to a restaurant and order some food. With a server we never met before. Hey, I want a cheeseburger with fries. Cool, thanks. Have a nice day. And he's cool. And our only problem is we're hungry. And then he leaves us and he goes behind this door into the kitchen. And what we don't understand is in the kitchen that the beef shipment was late and that the chef has burnt his finger and that he dropped one of the hamburgers on the floor and that was yours and you're going to be upset about it. And so then he's back there chopping up the onions and he's chopping up the tomatoes and he's chopping up the lettuce and he cuts his finger and it's a hot mess in the kitchen. But here we are out in the dining room just trusting that God or that our server is going to take care of it. I ask you, why do we trust that server more than we trust God? Because God's in the kitchen of your life, behind closed doors, fighting all these battles, taking care of your business. I tell you what, if you love Jesus, you better give him some respect right now. He's fighting your battles on your behalf. He's behind closed doors. He's with us in trouble. He's not only with us in trouble, he's back there making it happen. He's out before us clearing away. He's in our past cleaning up after us. He's with our present. And no matter where we take our little, dirty, nasty, attitudinal self, he's going to go right with us into the troubled place. And he said, I'm not going to leave you there by yourself. I'm going to take you by the hand. And then we have the audacity to trust a server more than we're trusting our God. Count it all joy. Somebody give him a worship. Woo! I can't pay the bills. I'm gonna get it thrown out. I can't find anybody to marry me. You don't understand, Pastor. I'm 19 and alone. That was funny. Everybody has bad days and everybody's problems are big according to them. But God. Don, would you come up here with me and go grab a couple of these kids that are up here. Nehemiah 8:10 says, do not sorrow. For the joy, don't look at them. They ain't do nothing. They're just going to walk up here. I'm over here. Actually, Weldon Spring, Pastor Phil, would you go ahead and grab a couple people and take them on stage at Weldon Spring? I'm about to challenge y'all. You're going to like it. Ooh, Weldon, I am setting up Pastor Phil. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "For the do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." So I'm going to give you a little algebra problem. If you don't have any strength, I'm too weak, I can't handle it, it's too much, it's the pressure. What are you low on? Joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you have low strength, you have low. And if you have low joy, you have low. Never make a decision when you're unhappy. That's the devil's triangle right there. Because if you're unhappy, if you have low joy, you have low. If you have low joy, you have low. So you're making a position from a place, you're making a decision in a place of weakness, and you have low joy and low strength because you are not, three words, where do you find joy? You find it in His presence. So we're not close to Him, and we don't have the joy of the Lord, and it's not. So we're weak, and we're making a decision outside of God's presence. We don't make decisions when we're unhappy. So we got to fix our face. We got to get in His presence. We got to realize greater is He that is in me than he of the world. And then we got to do something about fixing our outside. Would somebody move this out of the way for just a minute? Because you can't listen to a sad worship song when you're in a sad moment. You can't watch a sad movie when you're in a sad moment. If we're going to fix our face, yeah, come up here with me. If you're going to fix your face, you got to do something about it on the outside. So, you know what? All campuses, Weldon, stand up. Earth City, stand up. Here's what we're going to do. I've been pulling on the inside of you, and I've been pulling on the Spirit of God. So what's on the inside is working its way to the outside. And now it's your chance, say it's my chance, to take what's on the outside and start working it to the inside so the two can meet. So I'm going to play a song that I like to work out to. It's by a group called Planet Boom. Part of Planet Shakers. It's their student group, and it's got a great beat, and that's why I like it. And I have people blowing up my social media. What is that song? If you're an English major, you will never find it. It's called Let Me Tell Ya, and it's spelled L-E-M-M-E. Next word is T-E-L-L-Y-A. So when you don't Instagram me, you just go ahead and you can find it right there. And what I'm going to ask my friends to do, I'm going to ask y'all just hang out, have a good time. Dance a little bit, party a little bit, just move a little bit. Because what I need y'all to do is show all these crabby people out here that it's okay to have fun in church. Because God sits in the heavens and He laughs. He's having a good time. And David danced all his clothes off. Don't dance all your clothes off today. And you might be wondering, what are you doing? Don't sit down just yet. Don't sit down just yet. Trust me, you're not sweating any more than I am. Why did I let my hair get crazy today? Why did I let my hair down? Because we are that invested in showing you how good God is. So if you want me to pray for you right now, would you join me in the International Sign of Surrender? If you want more joy in your life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you say joy unspeakable. So good we can't even find words for it, joy. And full of glory. God, it gives you glory when our joy is that big. That's a promise in the Bible. And when we get saved, the promises of the Bible are ours. We're claiming it today, Father. Joy unspeakable, you get over here. Happiness, you get over here. Peace, you get over here. Enemy, you shut up. We're not letting you take it anymore, enemy. You are beneath our feet. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are a victory looking for someone to manifest. We are a blessing looking for someone to bless. God, we thank you for how good you are to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Give God a legitimate praise as your seat.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.